thank you this morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've done already, what you're about to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, we release a spermatic word into the spirit realm, oh, God, to affect the earth realm for the purpose that you have created, oh, God. Oh, we thank you this morning for everything that you're doing, everything you're going to do. We die to ourselves, to our natural man. We cover ourselves, our families, our churches, our pastors, peoples, ministries, and facilities. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus and all that we have are possessed, in the name, including our families, marriages, children, jobs, finances, possessions, health, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, safety, welfare, with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind Satan, the spirit of Beelzebub, the prince of the north, south, east, and west, the prince over every continent, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cover our cities, our states. We cover America with the blood of Jesus. We bind the prince over our country, America, all territorial spirits. Oh, God, all principalities, all Azusa power spirits, the rulers of the darkness of this world, we decree and declare, Lord God, that you are ruler of our nation. You are king in the name of Jesus. You are Lord. Hallelujah. You are Father. You are friend. No God like you. No God like you. Holy are you. Mighty are you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of witchcraft and all of these manifestations. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said at one time you winked at ignorance, but now you're calling people everywhere to repent. So, Father, we repent, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we consider your ways. Forgive us, oh, God, for secret faults, for sins of omission, commission. Oh, God, forgive us. Oh, God, for presumptuous sins in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cut and sever all ties and bonds. Oh, God, cords and soul ties. Oh, God, with corporate and personal sins, repenting and renouncing all sin. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we trust in you, our God. We thank you that you are a faithful friend, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are Lord of our lives. You are Savior and you are a friend. You are a mighty God. You are truly King, King of kings, Lord of lords. We bless your name this morning. Oh God, we thank you that you arise and all of our enemies are scattered. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Oh God, Holy Spirit, we call on you to lead us into all truth. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, when you prompt us, when you lead us, when you guide us, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you today for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. What a mighty God you are. What a holy God you are. What a friend we have in you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we are thanking you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus for fighting every battle on our behalf. Oh, God, I thank you that you are merciful to us, oh, God. Oh, yes, our soul trusts in you, oh, God. Oh, in the shadow of your wings, we will make our refuge until every calamity is passed by. We cry unto you, oh, God, the Most High God. We cry unto you this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you perform all things for us. You shall send from heaven and save us. Oh, God, he who reproaches, he reproaches the one who will swallow us up. Oh, God, I thank you that you will send forth mercy and your truth in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor your presence this morning. We give you glory as the King of glory. Come in, come in, come in this morning. Come in, your presence is needed. Oh, God, we call on you, the mighty God, the Holy God, the Almighty Father, the most powerful one, the Omnipotent One. Be high and lifted up, our King, King of Kings, King of Glory. We need you today. We need you every day of our lives, oh God. We cannot exist without you, God. You are the one who blew your very breath into our body. Oh God, you are the one who made us living souls. Oh God, I thank you that you are with us. Oh God, from, oh God, always, always, you have never left us. You have never forsaken us. You formed and shaped us in our mother's belly. Oh God, you were there when they cut the umbilical cord. You were there when you, oh God, when the doctor, oh God, pulled us out. Oh God, you were there when our mothers pushed and pushed. You blew your very breath into our lives. As we grew and developed, you were there. You were there when the gray head started coming. You were there, oh God, when the wrinkles started coming. You were there when we smiled. You were there, oh God, when we laughed. You were there when we cried. You've never left us. You've never forsaken us. You've been with us all the days of our lives. Oh, God, your word says, oh, therefore, we should not lose heart. Oh, Lord, though our outward man perish, are wasting away. Oh, God, yet the inward part of our being is renewed by you every day. Every day we are being renewed by you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We're glad you joined us this morning. Oh, God, we serve the Almighty God. He's the ruler of America, you know, ruler of every continent, even people who don't know it. He rules every nation, even people who deny him. He rules the nation they live in. He makes sure they are safe and protected. Even if they don't call on his name, he protects them. He reigns on the just. He reigns on the unjust. He's Almighty God. He's the Prince of Peace. He is Almighty. Nothing is impossible to our God. Hallelujah. He birthed us into this world. And at the appointed time, he'll call us to come back. Hallelujah. We will live throughout eternity. Now, where we choose to live is up to us. He chose the place of our birth. But where we choose, oh, yes, he's a mighty God. He's the Almighty Father. Ain't no God holy like our God. No righteous. Nobody's righteous, none but him. So we are thanking him this morning. Oh, yes, we are thanking him, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for him, oh, God, if it wasn't for you, we would not be, oh, with breath in our bodies this morning. We would not be able to move. Hallelujah. And have our well-being. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for being on Bible Storyland this morning. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the hoary-headed, the gray-headed people, even if you don't have any gray hair. And you are, you know, a senior citizen. We are honoring you this morning. You are the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Come in, come in, come in, King of Glory. Come in, King of Glory. We honor your presence this morning, oh God. We are thanking you this morning. Well, we have Karen Itell on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
I am wonderful.
Amen. What are you
going to
play this morning?
How about Onward Christian Soldiers?
Amen. I love it. Go ahead.
Thank you.
know what, Christian soldiers, going on before with the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are moving forward. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful this morning for each of you coming on with us this morning. Thank God for you and you and you and you. Hallelujah. Well, we are honoring God this morning, our Father. Yep, he's older than us. He's more than a senior citizen. He is eternal in the heavens, eternal, eternal, eternal. He has always been, always will be. Hallelujah. 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 He's always with us. Always will be. Hallelujah. Always will be. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. Even when you feel all alone, even when your bones are hurting, your joints are hurting, yes, he's a great physician. So this morning, we're continually praising him. You know we were created in his image. We're the only creatures created in his image. Not the dogs, not the elephants, not the turtles, not the fish. We were created in his image. Now that's an awesome, awesome thing. We are privileged to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. You know, Isaiah 46, in Isaiah, he says, "And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoary heads will I carry you. I've made you and I will bear, even I will carry you and I will deliver you." Yes, he is divine and he's constant in our lives. He don't come in and go out and come in and go out like we do. You know, we slide out sometime and run, you know, straddle the fence sometime. But God is not like that. He's faithful. He's always present, always with us. He's present. He's never, 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 ever going to leave us. Never will he forsake us. So I'm thankful for the Most High God. I'm thankful that he is our Father. I'm thankful that he is the shepherd that we can call on. Oh, yeah, you know, we sleep, we slumber, we get tired, but he don't ever get tired. He don't ever sleep. He's on, yeah, 24/7. He's our support that we need. He's always with us, constantly. You know, when we get tired, we can't keep our eyes open. He's right there. Job 12 says, "With the ancient, he is. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days is understanding." You know, God is. He's always been there. Will always be there. He's eternal. So we thank God. You know, even for the experiences that he's given us. He's given us experiences in life. He let us choose. Said, "Choose you this day. Who are you going to serve?" Hopefully, we said, "It's for me and my house." We're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. We serve an amazing God. He knew us before he placed us in the womb of our mothers. He loves us even now in our old age. He still loves us. He watches over us. 24/7, 24/7. Well, today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson this morning from Jacksonville, Florida, she will pray for the senior citizens this morning. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson.
Good morning, Sister G. It's so glad to be on this morning on Bible Storyland, special Senior Citizen Day.
Amen. If you will pray for us, hallelujah.
Father God, we just thank and we praise you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for the manifest blessings that you're going to pour upon your senior citizen, God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving them long life. And we recognize, Lord God, it's by your hand. Within the Bible it says that a man should live 75 years, and by the grace of God, 80. You've God, Sister G, to connect with those that are living all in the 90s, approaching 100. God, we thank you because we recognize it has been your grace. It has been your mercy, your outstretched arms of love that have kept our senior citizens, oh God. And we speak to the senior citizens all around the nation, those that will listen upon Bible Storyland, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for girding up their loins, oh God, giving them the opportunity to wake up to see another day. Lord, we recognize that it's just a miracle that we are alive, that you put breath in their bodies, oh God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, from the very crown of their heads to the very sole of their feet. Oh, God, that, Lord God, that they're living as the Creator attended their bodies to. Lord God, that their heart is functioning, their lungs are functioning, they're walking and having the motion of their bodies. And even those that are in the sick bed, God, those that may be less fortunate and may not be able to walk and talk and have their being. God, we ask you for a special blessing upon them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we ask you to renew their youth like an eagle. Pluck up, remove, disconnect all the old, and Lord God, we call for a rejuvenation, God, a refreshing. Pour your spirit upon them, Lord God, that they may rise out of their beds, and we'll give you the glory and honor, oh God, that they'll be able to take up their beds and walk. And Lord, and get back in the kitchen, because so many women, they love preparing food, oh God. So we pray for the mothers, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers, oh God, Lord God, that may not be able to do what they used to do, that you just strengthen their mortal bodies. And then, Father, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, we ask you to bless those that have free activity, those that may be sick and shedding, oh God. But we also ask you to comfort the senior citizens, Lord God, not just today, but throughout the days, oh God, that as they've lost their children and lost their loved ones, oh God, give them comfort and encouragement, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that and we give you all the honor and glory, that as you give them the spirit of peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost, that their lives will be fruitful even in their old age. Lord God, they'll be just like Moses, oh God, in the backside of the desert, or like Abraham, Lord God, continuing to bless their families. And God, we just give you all the honor. We give you all the glory in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for that awesome, powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Yes, prayers of the righteous avail as much, and we need much prayer.
I'm going to get
up. Hello? I'm sorry, someone was saying something? Okay, all right. Well, it's worship and praise time on Bible Storyland. We're going to fall on. I'm going to ask someone to put their phone on mute because we can hear your conversations in the back. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to call on Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. She's been through much. So, Father, we thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins coming on with us this morning as she buried her sister on last week, Lord God. But, Father, we thank you for the grieving period to be shortened. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her heartfelt, oh, God, we thank you for strength for the whole family. We thank you, Father God, for all the family members, oh God, being strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. Doing great. God is still good. He's still good.
Amen. Is it snowing in Paducah yet?
No, but it was 31 degrees on yesterday, and it's pretty cold again today. We had a freeze night before last, and I'm sure the same for last night. But we're going to be okay. We're going to be
Amen.
All right. Do you have a second for me to share just a few things?
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I thank God for this day. But I want Prophetess Lawson to know that her prayers, oh, my goodness. Do you know when my husband was in the hospital, she prayed for Sister Travis, Emily Travis, and made such a difference in Emily's life. Emily came and became a member of our church on the very next day, but the things that Prophetess Lawson prayed about and the things that she told Emily Travis, Emily knew that she was speaking for God, that God had revealed those things to her. because the things that she was saying to Sister Emily, nobody else could have let Prophetess Lawson know that but the Lord. So we are thankful for Prophetess Lawson, and we want her to continue on. Sometimes we just need to hear what the results of our prayers are, and her prayers are really changing lives and making a difference in people's lives, and I thank God for that. But on yesterday, we had Church Women United. We are members of Church Women United International, and yesterday we had our final meeting for the year. So we had someone representing the Catholic faith, the Jewish faith, and the Muslim faith, and we just had a wonderful day of fellowship. It was so wonderful to hear about other people's religions. Sometimes we take for granted and we think we know, but when you actually sit down and talk to people from different religions, you find out that we believe in God, that we believe in Him. We believe in Jesus Christ, and I thank God for that experience on yesterday because it was life-changing. But let me tell you what we're going to do next Saturday. This time next Saturday, we'll be on our way to Jerusalem. We're going to Holy Lands. There's 12 of us. 12 of us are going to the Holy Lands. We've got 8 people who are my age and then 4 people who are younger than I am. We are going for a 9-day tour. We're going to be baptized in the Jordan River. We're going to walk in Galilee. We're just looking forward to that. We need that.
Amen.
So that's what we're doing next Saturday. For the next 2 Saturdays, we're going to need your prayers. We've got a long flight, but we know that. But we're going for one purpose and one purpose only, and when we come back, we're coming back better people.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I'll quickly sing What a Mighty God We Serve. You've said that all morning, and yes, He is mighty. Yes, He is mighty. Oh, the community clergy is meeting this morning at 9 o'clock, but we're having our fall revival, and we have Reverend Dr. Lance Watson from St. Paul's Baptist Church in Richmond, Virginia. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait. He is so wonderful and so inspiring. So pray for our revival for this week, too. We know God is going to move in a mighty way. He always does. We sponsor a revival in the fall where we have a male evangelist to come in, and then we sponsor one in the spring where we have a female evangelist come in. So we have our revival starting on Monday. We can't wait for that either. All right, I'm through talking. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. And I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me, please. I got up singing and shouting the victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a holy God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a faithful God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Hallelujah. He is a mighty God. And he's in Paducah, Kentucky, and definitely he's in Jerusalem where they're headed. So we thank
yes,
God for
ma'am.
The upcoming trip. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I wrote
Minister,
myself. Go ahead.
Oh, I am going to have to go to a meeting, but please remember my brother-in-law in prayer. His name is Jimmy Harbor. He's my sister's husband. Jimmy Harbor and their two daughters, Christy and Alisa. Please remember them in prayer.
Okay. All right.
Do you know 3 years ago today, my mom went to be with the Lord. 3 years ago today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It doesn't seem
yes,
like
ma'am.
It was that long ago.
3 years today.
My God. Yep, I remember she used to come on and sing. Oh, my God, we miss her singing. Come on, Bible Storyland. Well, we thank God for you and your family. You all mean a lot to us. We appreciate you so much. Well, we have our cousin on here with us this morning, Jackie Travis. From Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Carissa, Sister Carissa. We are down to Cathedral Towers. And Norma Jean said to tell you hello. She was waiting to sing. And we got a few other ladies here going to sing. Miss Ola's here.
Okay.
One of your cousins, Miss Ola's, sitting down here with me. And they want to help me sing. We sung with Donna, but y'all couldn't hear us. We was out here singing.
You said one
and
of
everything.
My cousins.
Ola. Miss Ola.
Oh, yeah, I remember Miss Ola.
We in the Cathedral Tower.
Yeah,
that's
I
where
know,
I am this
I heard,
morning.
Yeah, where I used to live.
Oh, yeah. They remember
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's where
I
met
you. Had
go ahead.
Okay, they was trying to hold on.
All right, you going to sing now?
Oh, yeah. They're going to help me sing. Y'all ready?
Yeah, okay.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, shine. You and I, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine, oh, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine, yeah, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in this place, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. All in this place, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. All in this place, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Tell him what you want, yeah.
Jesus is on the main line.
Oh, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well,
tell him what you want.
Well, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want, yeah. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Yeah, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yeah, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yeah, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Yeah, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. Yeah, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yeah, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen.
Oh, my God. Y'all sound like the Cathedral Towers Gospel Group. Oh, it was awesome. Awesome, awesome. I love it. Thank you all so much.
Play the piano. We'll have one. I wish my cousin Donna was here to play the piano. We would have a gospel group here. Amen. She said, amen. Thank you, sister. They done cooked some good quiche and stuff down here today. That's why I'm down
here.
I
hear you.
Pray for my family and pray for my patients. Thank you.
All right, all right. Thank you.
Love y'all.
Love you, too. Thank you so much, everybody. Oh, my God. I met Jackie at Cathedral Towers where I lived and used to teach a Bible study down there to the senior citizens. Met Miss Ola and all the people, probably some of the people that were singing with her today. I thank God for each of them. Hallelujah. Well, we have with us today a young woman from New Orleans, Louisiana, Glory Dean Charlot. She's a senior citizen as well. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. We are grateful when she comes on with us. She's a busy woman for the Lord, teaches Bible study, preaches the word, a great intercessor. She's like Dorcas, go about doing good. She lives in Senior Citizens Building in the Metairie area. Good morning, Glory Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Feeling good. And you sound good.
Amen. God is good, huh?
Amen. Good all the time. All the time he's good. Hallelujah. Praise God. So happy to be on the program today. You know, there's always something that we can give and talk about the Lord. We can't say we don't have nothing to say about the Lord. We don't have to know that much. All we need to know is John 3:16.
Yeah.
John 3:16. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Thank you for inviting me to be on this morning. And thank God for the songs and the words that went forth today, you know.
All right, what are you going to sing and play for us this morning?
Well, I'm just going to go back, you know, everybody knows this, so I'd say that I always like to sing that song, Thank You, Lord, for Bringing Me Through. But I'm just going to go back and we all sing this one. So it won't be that long, but I just thought about this one. Okay, hold on.
All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Trying to get it right. There's always something. The devil's always busy. Praise God. He's not a winner.
You could just sing. It doesn't matter.
Just trying to get the music together.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. Something, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You could sing. You could just sing the song. It doesn't matter.
Hallelujah. It's going to go on and sing. May God have his way. Hallelujah. But I just couldn't get those songs together. Hallelujah. At least this music. I don't know what happened to this music.
Don't worry about it, man. Amen, amen. Awesome. Woo, hallelujah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I thank God for the songs that have been sang this morning. Yep, what a mighty God we serve. This little light of mine, Jesus on the main line. And I know it was the blood. If it wasn't for the blood shed for us, we wouldn't be here today. So I thank God for
Amen.
It. We know it
Amen.
Was his blood. His blood is powerful. Every drop
Amen.
Of it he shed for us. So we're thanking yes. God this morning for all that he's doing. Thank you so much, Glory Dean, for coming on the line with us. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Hallelujah. Well, we're going
to
call him up, Annie.
And I do have to go to a funeral this morning, so I have to go on and get ready.
Go right ahead. We appreciate you.
I love everybody, and you all have a beautiful day today. Okay.
You too.
Love
yes.
you, Carita. Okay.
Love you too. Thank you, Gloria Dean. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. Love you too, Karen. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, all right. Well, we thank God for the saints of God, those who, you know, call on his name, every city, every state in America and throughout the world. We appreciate each one of you. Well, we're going to call our Mother Fanny from Daytona Beach, Florida. And next we have Mother Ludell, the youngest one on here. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Thank you so much for patiently waiting for us.
Okay.
What are you going to sing this morning?
I will trust in the Lord.
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Till I die, I'm gonna stay on bended knee. I'm gonna stay on bended knee. I'm gonna stay on bended knee until I die. Till I die, Jesus going down the grave with me. Jesus going down the grave with me. Jesus going down the grave with me. Until I die, Jesus going. Until I die, I'm gonna stay on bending knee. I'm gonna stay on bending knee. I'm gonna stay on bending knee until I die. I'm gonna stay on bending knee. Until I shut down.
It's all right.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful. I heard Miss Ludell in the background joining you back there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was the blood. Yeah, that powerful blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It was the blood. I will trust in the Lord forever.
Mm-hmm.
I will trust in the Lord. We're going to stay on bended knees. Yep. Sometimes. sometimes my knees hurt from bending them so much, but we got to stay on bending knees. Whether we bend the knee or sit in a chair or walk, we got to pray, call on the name of the Lord.
Thank God.
We will trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Don't lean to our own understanding. My understanding, it ain't straight. I got to trust in the Lord. I'm like, Lord, forgive me. I thought you meant, but he meant that. So we got to trust in the Lord always.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us, and before the word comes, Miss Ludell. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Miss Ludell? Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. I can hardly hear y'all. I hope you can hear me.
We can hear you very well.
I'm going to sing a song.
Okay.
I believe I sang a song while I have a chance. Well, I believe I sang a song. Well, yes, while I have a chance. Well, I believe I sang a song. Oh, yes, while I have a chance. Because may not have it anymore. Believe I pray a prayer, you know, while I have a chance. Well, I believe I pray a prayer. Oh, while I had a chance. Well, I believe I pray a prayer. Oh, yes, while I have a chance. Because may not have this chance anymore. Believe I'm on a moan, you know, while I have this chance. Well, I believe I'm on a moan, you know, while I have a chance. Well, I believe I'm on a moan, oh, yes. While I have a chance, because may not have it anymore. Believe I sang a song, you know, while I have this chance. Well, I believe I sang a song, you know, while I have this chance. Well, I believe I sang a song, oh yes, while I had it said. You know, may not have it said anymore. If I love everybody, you know, while I have it said. Well, I believe I love everybody. Well, it's while I have a chance. Well, I believe I love everybody, you know, while I have a chance. I may not have it anymore. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, I love that song. Never heard it before, but it's awesome.
Please,
I'll sing a song while I got a chance. That's what we got to do. Sing before the Lord while we got a chance. Pray before the Lord while we got a chance. Love everybody while we got a chance. And most of all, obey the first commandment to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
What a mighty God we serve. Well, I got one more thing to say before we move on to our speaker. This is an announcement. We will be on the fourth Saturday. We won't be on next Saturday. We'll be on the 23rd of November. Mm-hmm. God say the same. And I have an announcement. I Glow, illuminate God's light on worship. This is a call to all the youth and the surrounding communities. One Lord Church would like to invite you to glow in the dark night of worship. Come and join us in song, dance, and poems and worship with lights. And most of all, be ready to experience with God. Be ready for an experience with God. This is not a program, but a coming together as one in the spirit to lift up the name of Jesus. Saturday, November 9th, that's next Saturday, 6:30 p.m., One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism. Our pastor is Pastor Jewel Baker, so come on out and join us then. Look forward to seeing you there. I glow. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? God is an awesome God. I thank God for all the songs, the prayers, the word, everything that has gone on thus far. We're serving the Most High God. We thank God this morning. You know, we thank God that He claimed us. He called. We didn't call Him. He called us out of the dark way. You know, that way that's dark and slippery where we try to hide, God called us from that. He called us into the light. Yeah, the light. Jeremiah 1:5 says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and sanctified you. I ordained you, appointed you my prophet to the nations. This is what the Bible says about our speaker today. God chose him before he placed him in his mother's belly. He has a divine call on his life. The word of God says, many are called and few are chosen. This man of God was chosen before birth to bring the broken to Christ for rebirth, restoration, and renewal of life. Let's welcome Pastor Johnny McCray from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Pastor McCray.
Good morning, Bible Storyland family. How's everybody doing this morning? Oh, this is a glorious morning today. We thank God for life, health, and strength, and this great opportunity where all the saints of God come together. Amen. I thank Minister Gantlin for that beautiful introduction this morning. Amen. I just want to do a special shout-out to Sister Fanny and Mother Ludell and the rest of the glorious family this morning to say, praise the Lord. Amen. And good morning. And it's so good to still hear your voice. Amen.
Yes, thank
you. Amen. And amen. That we're still amongst the living. We're still in the call. Amen. Amen. And I just want to pray your strength in the Lord this morning. Amen. And I thank God this morning for this opportunity. Amen. To just encourage us this morning, us seniors. Amen. And I thank God for Senior Citizens Day. Amen. On Bible Story Land this morning. And the great woman of God who still carry her torch forward and keeping our seniors encouraged along with our children and the rest of the warriors in the Lord this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I just want to pause for a moment. Amen. And I want to talk about, amen, after I acknowledge that God is first in all of our lives, amen. I heard someone said in about John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall have, amen, everlasting life, amen.
Yes, bro.
So we thank God for that acknowledgement this morning. And Jesus Christ, who is the head of our lives, amen, who gave up his life that we could have life and have it more abundantly, and who we honor today and reverence today, and who we come to lift up his mighty, powerful name, the name that's above every name. A name is above whatever we're going through in our senior years. A name that's above arthritis and rheumatism, amen, depression, anxiety. Amen. The inabilities to do what we once was an ability was now become an inability. But yet and still, the name of Christ encourage us and lift us up and press us forward. Amen. Amen. So I heard earlier in the broadcast, I heard it say, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. He is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then I heard, amen, as I was rejoicing with you all, and we were all rejoicing together to say, amen, this little light of mine, hallelujah, I'm going to let it shine. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to let our little light shine. Amen. Then I heard someone say, call him up. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And tell him what you want. Because his ears is always opening to us. Amen. We are never to doubt that God is not listening, because he says in Psalm 86, I give you an ear, hey, hallelujah, if you call me. I give you an ear if you trust me. I give you an ear, amen, if you turn your voice to me. I want to hear what you got to say. Amen. I thank God for that. Then I heard someone say, hey, hallelujah, help me, Holy Ghost. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. If it wasn't for the blood, amen, that washed my sins away, if it wasn't for the blood, amen, that gave me a clean slate, if it wasn't for the blood that gave me a new life and a new direction, amen, if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, say, I know it was the blood, hallelujah, that washed all my sins away. And then I heard Mama say, I'm going to trust. Amen. Somebody say amen. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I say I'm going to trust in the Lord. We've been trusting in God for a mighty long time. Amen. And we're going to keep on trusting him until he comes. We're going to trust him, amen, until he bring us through. We're going to continue to trust in God, amen, until he lift us up. We're going to continue to trust in God until he heal our body. We're going to trust in God until he restore our mind. I love that song. I will trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And then I heard Mother say, while I have a chance. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We still got a chance, don't we? Hallelujah. I said, we still got a chance. Amen. We still, every time I breathe, I know I got another chance. Amen. Every time I take the breath of life, I got another chance. Every time I open up my eyes, I got another chance. Every time I can hear your voice, I got another chance. Every time I take a drink of water, I know I got another chance. I say, while I got a chance, I'm going to call on his name. While I got a chance, I'm going to stand on my bending knees. While I got a chance, I'm going to call on Jesus. While I got a chance, hallelujah. Oh, them songs, there's something about them songs, them hymns, and we are praising God when we are lifting up his magnificent name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yeah.
Been having a good time this morning in Jesus. Amen. My heart began to open up and the Holy Spirit began to flood in. Amen. And I began to submit myself to God, and I began to say to God, God, for God I live, and for God I die, and for all my sins and all my errors and all my mistakes. God, will you forgive me this morning? Hallelujah, for any doubt or any unbelief. Forgive me this morning. I bow down to you right now, Lord. I submit myself to you right now. Have thine own way, Lord. Somebody help me this morning. Have thine own way this morning, for my work is not done. Have your way, Lord, for I'm still on the battlefield. Have your way, Lord. I'm going to run. I'm going to keep on running as long as I got breath. I'm going to keep on running in my commission, Lord. I'm going to keep on reaching out to find those that are lost. I'm going to keep on reaching out to find those who need a word from the Lord. I'm going to keep on reaching out for those who need prayer. I'm going to keep on reaching out for those who need a word of comfort. I'm going to keep on reaching out as long as I got breath, as long as I got life, as long as I can open up my mouth. I'm going to keep on doing God's will. Have thine own way, Lord. Have your way. Somebody help me this morning. For God sits high and God lifts low. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I come by to tell you, senior citizen this morning, which I am so proud and so blessed to be one. Our race is not over yet. Amen. The race is not finished yet. The work is not done yet. It's still work to do. Hallelujah. I was thinking this morning, way down before the sun came up, about a woman named Sarah. Amen. She was the wife of Abraham. And in her late years, I think she was about 80, when God came and told her, amen, and told her husband, he said, listen, I got a work for you to do. You're going to have a baby. You're going to have a male child. And from this child, I'm going to create a new nation, a nation of faith, a nation with power, a nation to carry forth the kingdom of God. Out of your womb is going to come this boy, and he's going to be that which my people need in the last and evil days. But Sarah, hallelujah, like some of us senior citizens, said, Lord, I can't have no more children, but my work is done yet. So I want to talk to you this morning for just a brief moment, what God has for us once we become senior citizens, once we become of old age. The thing that you think you can't do in the natural, you can't do them in the natural. But if you just trust in God and pull up a little faith about the size of a mustard seed, we can still do some supernatural things. We still have supernatural power. We can still do a supernatural breakthrough. We can still do some supernatural healing. We can still do some supernatural deliverance. If we just trust in the Lord and just confess, in my flesh, I can do nothing, but in my spirit, by the faith that I have through the blood of Jesus, there's nothing that I can do. There's nothing that I can do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That woman, Sarah, she was something else, and so was old Abraham, because that's our example that God give unto us for those who of old age, that your work is not done yet. You just keep on singing that song that I'm going to trust in the Lord. Just keep on singing that song. While I still have a chance, you just keep singing that song. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes. I'm going to take this little light with supernatural light, that light of Jesus, the light of the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to shine it in a dark place. It's going to light up the whole room. It's going to light up the whole house. It's going to light up the whole community. I'm going to trust in the Lord, not in my natural power, not in my natural strength, but in the power of Almighty God, by the strength of the Holy Ghost. And not by might and not by power, but by the Spirit of Almighty God. I tell you, Sister Ludell, I tell you, Mother Fanny, there's nothing that you can't do with supernatural healing. There's nothing that you can't do with supernatural faith. There's nothing that you can't do with supernatural strength. There's no one that you can't speak on their life and expect the change, and that change don't come. I promise you, he say in his word, he say, speak those things, although they are not, and they'll come to pass. With just a little supernatural faith, about the size of a mustard seed, I said, let us believe in God. Now, I'm not too old now. It's not. I'm not washed up. I'm not cast aside. Matter of fact, when I became 60, when I became 70, when I became 80, when I hit my 90s, I'm just right for the fight. I come to tell you right now, oh, Lord, Bible story land, all over this nation, our young people, our young ministers, our young pastors, our young apostles, our young bishops, need to tell our seniors, you're just right
for the fight. I come by to tell you, your work is not done yet. Just keep on running. Just keep on walking. Keep walking around that wall like they did in Jericho. Just keep on walking around that wall. Hey, seven times. If you just go on around it, I promise you the wall will come down. I promise you that little boy will stop going to jail. I promise you that girl will get off drugs. I promise you he'll mend that marriage. I promise you he'll keep your children from getting into institutions. I promise you that God will do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ask or you can think. With your supernatural power, we declare it to be so. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name, his magnificent name, there's nothing that we can't do with the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome, powerful word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What God has for us, senior citizens.
Yes.
We can't do it in the natural, he said, but we can do it in the spirit.
Yes, God.
All things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, yeah, God created, you know, Abraham and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you're going to have a nation of people, and we're part of that nation.
Thank you, God.
Christ said, the work isn't done yet. You can bring forth supernatural healing, supernatural faith, supernatural strength. We are just right for the fight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I thank God for that encouraging word, that on-time word. That word from the throne of the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor McCray. We're always grateful when you come on and bring a word from the Lord.
Yes.
What a powerful word it was.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank the Lord for that powerful word.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let God have his way. Let God have his way.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord Jesus. We are grateful. For the Lord, you know, he got to have his way now. We can't We can't do what we want to do. We got to let God have his way. When God have his way, yeah, supernatural things come forth. That healing come forth. Powerful things come forth when God have his way. When we try to do it our way, understand it our way, it don't happen. But we got to let God have his way. He's awesome and powerful. Mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. We thank God for each of you who sang songs, who prayed prayers. And, you know, the Bible is so true. Every word is true. You know, many people try to say, oh, no, But, yes, the word of God is true. So I thank God for the word of God that came forth this morning from Pastor McCray, the songs that people sang, Mother Mother Ludell, Mother Fanny, Pastor Donna Hawkins, Jackie Travis. I thank God for each of you who sang songs of praise unto the Lord. We got to continually sing songs. Gloria Dean Charlo from, you know, New Orleans, she said, you know, I knew it was the blood. Of course it was the blood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the blood, the cleansing power of the blood. So we thank God this morning. You know, salvation is free.
Yes.
It is from God.
Yes.
But with that gift, it has a requirement. What is God requiring of us? To obey him. He gave two commandments. The first commandment, he said, is to love him. What does it mean to love God?
Right.
Obey him. We got to obey him. Love means obedience. Doing what he said to do. So I thank God for obedience. Then we got to read the word. Then we got to study the word. It says, search the scriptures, see if you be in the faith. You know, we slip off the faith. We don't even know we done slipped off the faith. But we got to stay close to God.
Yes.
We can't slip. We can't slide in the mud no more.
Oh, Lord.
Can't backslide. We got to move forward in God. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Story Land. The word of God says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. You know, when we pray, much benefit out of prayer. We're not just praying to the air. We're praying to the Most High God, the one who created heaven and earth, the one who, You know, he said we could speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed. That's the God we serve. We don't serve, you know, those gods that have died. Uh-uh. Our God is eternal. He will live forever. He will not die. He is eternal in the heavens. He moves by his spirit in the earth realm. He's over there where you are. He's over here where I am. He's everywhere. Everywhere. Our God is everywhere. So we thank God for you this morning. We're going to cover people in prayer. If you have a prayer request, I'm going to put everybody off of mute this morning so you can state your prayer request this morning. Anyone has a prayer request, we're going to cover Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family this morning. Anybody has a prayer request, Jackie Travis, we're going to cover you and your family. Any special prayer request, any prayer request this morning, state your prayer request. I'm going to write them down. We're going to call on the intercessors to pray. Hallelujah.
I pray. I pray for my me, Ludea, my family, and I got some bereaved family. Had lost two or three, lost one this week. So I'm asking prayer for them, and of course Mary Jean as well.
All right,
Sister G, you can pray for me and my whole entire family.
Yes, ma'am.
So my family really need it. I'm telling you.
All right.
And
anybody else?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mother.
This is Mary in Oklahoma. Yesterday, I was probably about 500 feet from a horrible, horrible car accident. I was out walking, and this guy, who I obviously on drugs, ran into four different cars, and people all over the place were injured, and two people died there at the scene. And it was just very traumatic, but I just wanted to pray. I was there to pray while it was going on, so I just wanted prayer for the families that were affected, and also for me too.
Okay.
I don't understand why I was there, but I think it was just to pray.
Amen.
So,
we thank God
you
for divine appointments. He strategically locates us in certain at times in certain places. We may not understand. He said, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. So I thank God that you were there to pray for those people in that tragic car accident. Any more requests? We're going to be praying soon. Any more prayer requests? All right. Well, we have Prophetess Lawson with us this morning. We thank God for her. And Pastor McCray, are you in a place you could pray this morning? All right, he may be at work this morning, so thank God. We're going to ask Prophetess Lawson if you could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. You know, she's a pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And she asked us to pray for, you know, her sister passed away and was funeralized last week. So she wanted us to pray for the Harbor family. And however else the Lord leads you, Prophetess Lawson, go ahead.
Mr. G, I want to just say thank the Lord for this day. I thank God for Donna Hawkins and the comment that she made. Sister G, I know you know me, but I guess right now God got me in a place where he's trying to remind me that he's called me, he's equipped me, and I just thank her for the words she gave. My husband was saying, you know, the Bible says let two or three witnesses, let everything be established. But in the last 3 weeks, or last week, the week before, and now this week, someone said, you prayed for me, and I knew you could not have known. It had to be God that revealed it to you. And so having to hear that, and I know it's always been God, but every now and then you just need that reminder. So I'm glad you asked me to pray, and I just wanted, because she listened back on the recording, I want her to know that I thank God for allowing God to use her just to make those comments to me. And now, Father God, we thank and we praise you. We give you glory. We worship you and we give you the honor, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the mighty vessel, the pastor, the minister, Donna Hawkins, oh God. Lord God, that as she leads the Missionary Baptist Church, oh God, that you have planted this woman of God, hallelujah, in a place in Paducah, Lord God, that has the anointing to break in the yokes of bondage, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as she walked in a new place and a new position, Lord God, in you, in the heavenly realm, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that she excelled even higher, God, as her husband has become healed. I thank you for the manifest power and the gift of healing that will rest on her life. God, I thank you that, Lord God, that the gift of prophecy and prophesying to people's destiny rest on her life, God. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that she will flow even the more and much higher in the giftings, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that as they go, hallelujah, shekandabasi, oh God, to Israel, oh God, we pray, Lord God, for safe travel there and back. I come in agreement, Lord God, with heaven, oh God, for her destiny and for her purpose, oh God, that, Lord God, when she gets to Israel, Lord God, not only will she be baptized in water, she will be baptized again in the Holy Spirit. Lord God, that once they go in and leave out, they'll leave out differently. They'll leave out changed. They'll leave out, Lord God, oh God, with a greater anointing, a greater purpose from the husband and all the people her age and the four that's younger. God, and then I speak to those young ones, God. Lord God, give them, Lord God, a running in their feet, oh God. That, Lord God, that they'll be able to minister to the young people when they come back. God, the anointing of God will rest on them even more heavily, oh God, that others will say that there's something different about you. And, Lord God, they'll be able to grasp the word, oh God, that they may be able to minister in a way that the young people, Lord God, will be able to understand. And then, Lord God, I thank you for the Missionary Baptist Church, oh God, that it will be a generational church, God, that they'll have seniors in the 80s and they'll have people in the 60s and 50s down to the 30s. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, that the 20-year-olds, Lord God, will want to say, come meet a woman that is being used by God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that the Missionary Baptist Church, through their cancer drive, through their things that they do in the community, Lord God, that others will see and want to come in, Lord God. Bless them going and bless them coming, each member of the church, God. And, Lord God, we lift up, Lord God, her family who just went through decease, oh God. We lift them up, oh God. Oh, Father. We know, Lord God, that no man knows the hour that you may come, Lord God. But as her sister went home to be with the Lord, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that maybe her children, maybe her someone in the family don't understand the hand and the moving of God. Father, we come against the spirit of ignorance, oh God. We break and bind every spirit of depression, Lord God, that maybe will want to connect itself to the loss of this loved one, oh God. But, Lord, we replace it with the spirit of joy. Lord, we loose joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God, that they, Lord God, will say, that when they think of her, Lord God, will be in good cheer, Lord God. Even Sister Donna Hawkins said the day is the day that her mother had died 3 years ago. Father, how sick kid in my cocoa. Give them good memories, God. Give them, Lord God, the anointed memories that you're sending them. God, you said you throw out a sin in the sea and forget them, Lord God. But you don't throw away the good things that we've done. And, Lord God, so we thank you, Lord God, that the family, oh God, will rejoice in the Lord for the great works, oh God, the singing and the prayers of the grandmother, oh God. And even now, Lord God, that the family at whole will rejoice, Lord God, and the absence of the sister. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and let your glory be revealed to the church, to each members, all those that are going on the trip. God, that they will not get sick, that they will come back, like I said, with anointed power, and the Holy Ghost that they will go forth like never before. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank God for the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah. Mother Fanny?
Mm-hmm.
Mother Fanny?
Yes.
Could you pray for Jackie Travis, her two daughters, her grandbaby Ava, and she works with senior citizens. That's her ministry. Could you pray for her?
Jackie Travis?
Jackie Travis, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, God, I pray you look down on Sister Jackie Travis. All her family, each and every member in her family, her daughters, Lord Jesus, whatever they're going through, I pray, God, you'll go with them and be with them and bless them, going out and coming in. Holy, holy, mighty hand, Lord, guide them through, Lord. Give them what they need, Father. I know that you can and that you will. You have the power to do whatever needs to be did for that family. You know what they stand in and need of, Father. You got everything they need. All they got to do, call on the name of Jesus. You will lift them up. You will do whatever that needs to be done. I ask you to hold them in the hollow of your hand. Whatever they're going through, Father, I pray you be with them every step of the way. Not leave them, not forsake them. And not let them leave you. Give strength. Keep them coming in your flesh and blood. In the name of Jesus. I ask you, go with them and tell them what you want them to do, Lord. Tell them what you want them to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon them, Lord. They need you, Father. They cannot make it without you. They're weak, God. Give them up what they toned down. Make them be strong powers for you. I know that you can. I know that you will. And I know you'll make a way. Whatever they might be going through, Father, help them get through by the grace and the mercy of God. I ask in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that you will take them all through it. You'll supply every need that family needs. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Fanny. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray? Sister Mary from Oklahoma made a request concerning a car accident, you know, while she was there, and for the families that lost family members through that, and, you know, for the person who caused the accident, if you could pray concerning that.
Huh?
Prophetess Lawson, you still there?
Okay. Yeah, I had it on mute. Father God, give me the lady name again.
Okay, we can hardly hear you. Sister Mary. She asked
Sister Mary. Father God, we just thank and we praise you, Lord God. For Sister Mary, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, because every jolt, every trauma to the physical body may cause aches and pain within the body. But, Father, we declare decree, Lord God, even though the body may be hurting, we declare, Lord God, a supernatural healing, oh God.
We thank you, Lord God, that they are chiropractors. But, Lord God, we ask you to put the joints back together. Because we know if you put the joints back together, Lord God, all will be well, oh God. Then, Father, we lift up those, Lord God, that others that have been in the wreck, and those, Lord God, that we don't even know their names, oh God. But we know, Lord God, that you're the healer, you're the deliverer, oh God. And as I know you to be a visitor, Lord God, you will visit, hallelujah, your Holy Spirit upon people, Lord God. So therefore, Lord God, as you made the earth your footstool, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to visit those that are sick, those that have received some type of complication. But, Lord, let them, Lord God, I thank you by the power of the Holy Ghost that they will know that it's you that's doing the healing, that you're that setting the captives free. And, Father, Lord God, for that wreck, oh God, and those that had died, and those, Lord God, that, like I said, their loved ones may not understand the hand of God. They may not understand the move of God. But, Lord God, I pray for them to pour upon them wisdom and knowledge of you, Lord God, that they may understand and not hold you as the enemy,
the one that caused the accident, Lord God, but they will not ask God why, but Lord God, that they'll realize that their loved one's time was up, and now it's still their time to get their life right. Father, I praise that for witnesses to come down the path of those that lost their loved ones, oh God, that they may minister healing, minister forgiveness, minister joy, and minister peace, oh God, with the situation. Lord God, that they may not want harm or danger to come to the driver, the person who caused the accident, but Lord God, they will want that person to be healed and whole. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word that every man will give an account for what the deeds that they've done in their human bodies. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, that the man will have to give an account, or whomever caused the wreck have to give an account. But, Lord, they still need to be loved. So, Lord, let the spirit of love and forgiveness flow now like never before. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson. Appreciate you. Sister Mary, are you still on? Hello? Okay, she may have. All right, Prophetess Lawson, last prayer. Could you could you pray for Mother Fanny and Mother Ludell?
Oh, Father God, we thank and we praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for you have placed two magnificent jewels, Lord God, in my airwaves. Lord, even though I don't get to see them, Lord God, but I thank you by the Spirit that as they speak, as they sing, as they trust and rely on you, that Lord God, I thank you that you gave me a sense in my spirit of their faithfulness and their dedication, of their long suffering towards you.
Yes.
God, we thank you, Lord God, that so many people don't know, like that part of the scripture. Hallelujah. God, you said we got to be long suffering, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that as they have lost their children, but they're yet on this side, oh God, the hurt and the pain of the loss, we thank you, but they still stand firm, Lord God, in you, and give you the glory, God. So we ask you, Lord, now to strengthen them each one by one, Lord God. Meet them at the point of their needs, oh God. Bless their going and bless their coming out, Lord God. Oh, be a shield and protect them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Ludell, as she prayed for her church and prayed for her nieces and nephews and all those that she's duty bound to pray for, Lord God, that your glory will be upon them, Lord God. Let her words not fall to the ground, Lord God, but let it live and bud, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for all the seeds that she's planted, oh God, through her singing and through her prayers, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to bless her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, that they will see the glory in her life, and not that they'll think that she's old and that's her position, but Lord God, that they'll say, Lord God, I want to be like her and maintain a relationship with God. Then, Father, we lift up Mother Fanny to you, Lord God, and the same thing, Lord God. Bless her children, bless their Lord God, her grandchildren, her great grandchildren, and all those that she's duty bound to pray for, Lord God. We thank Lord God as she sings the songs of Zion, oh God, that out of her, when the people hear it, oh God, the anointing to destroy yokes, even for Mother Ludell, the anointing to destroy yokes will come out their mouth, oh God. And those, Lord God, that have been captivated by depression and sadness, and those that have been captivated by drugs and addiction, those that have been captivated, Lord God, let them hear the voice of Mother Ludell and Mother Fanny, oh God, and let those spiritual forces be broken off them, Lord God. We complete the blood over their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling and their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Lord God. Let your glory be revealed, Lord God. And, Lord, hallelujah. Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
you. That as they worship their quiet time, visit them like never before, God. Let your glory be revealed even in them as never before, God. Let people who knock at their door when they enter in, Lord God, say, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in their houses, oh God, and every place their feet tread, Lord God. Let the glory of God just rest on them like never before. And God, we'll give you the honor and we'll give you the praise in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
A little longer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Jesus.
Hey, God.
All right. Anybody have anything they want to add this morning? It's closing time. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Press 1 if you have something else you want to say. If you're not. All righty. Press 1 if you weren't already on live. You're on with us, but I don't. All righty. Well, I thank God for you all this morning. I just love you all so much. I thank God for you taking time out of your day on a Saturday morning to come and be with us. I want to tell you, God loves you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, but you know his love is greater than anybody.
Yes,
we could put everybody's love in the whole world, but it won't match the greatness of God's love for each of us. So, you know, God wants us to obey him in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we choose sometimes, you know, we like, oh, yeah, I'm going to obey this, but I ain't going to do that right there. No, all things. So, Father, we repent today for any way we've disobedient in any area of our lives, whether it's what we eat, what we say, what we think. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us, creating us a clean heart, O God. Renew our right spirit. Lord, help us to your word, study your word daily to show ourselves pleasing unto you. And Lord, we ask you to walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway on a daily basis. We know you're not going to leave us. We know you're not going to forsake us. You are not a man that you should lie. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness to us every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, I cover everybody that came on Bible Storyland this morning.
Yeah.
We thank God for you and your families. I thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, for walking with all of us, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway. In Jesus' name, amen. Those of you who didn't make requests this morning, we cover you as well with the blood of Jesus. We're saying prayers for you as well. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord. Give him high, exuberant praise daily. He's worthy of all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Have a great day. I love you.
Love you, too. Love you.